There are certain moments and words that shaped a new era in pro wrestling.
Austin 316 says, "I just whipped your ass."
Brett screwed Brett.
Die, Rocky, die.
Introducing the Book of Wrestling, 25 catchphrases that explain the Attitude Era. Tune in as we relive one of the most exciting, intense, and over-the-top times in WWE with new interviews with the voices that made the promos, calls, and catchphrases into history. Listen now. This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. With over 122 million parts, from superchargers and brakes to exhaust kits and beyond, eBay Motors levels your baby up to its peak performance. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com. Tap the banner to learn more. Baseball is something else.
Stack Guy Greg, cold open question of the week.
Okay, I'm ready.
All right. There's currently a wrestler that runs Tennessee in the political world, right?
Yeah.
If you could pick one wrestler that could run for political office in the state of Tennessee, who would it be?
Obviously, Bianca Belair. I mean, listen. Before the cold open question of the week, we got to observe her with some listeners, some fans.
Yeah.
I think she did very well with the family from Milwaukee who can't vote in Tennessee. But if they could.
What's going on, jabronis? It's Pitch Mr. Perfect, Skylar Astin.
Hey, this is Bruce Pritchard.
This is Roast Battle Season 1 champion Mike Lawrence.
Husky Steve Kazee.
This is Trey Kirby.
This is your girl, WWE superstar, the legit boss, Sasha Banks.
Hi, this is Lillian Garcia.
My name's Kevin Owens.
I'm Shinsuke Nakamura.
I'm AJ Styles, the phenomenal one, if you will, and you're listening to them.
And you're listening
you're
to.
You're listening to.
And you are listening to.
You're listening,
and
you're listening, to. You're listening to.
You are listening to the Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man Show.
The Masked Man
the
Show.
Masked Man
the Masked Man Show.
Show.
Masked Man Show.
Welcome to the Masked Man Show with Kaz. Our good friend David Shoemaker isn't here, but filling in is Stat Guy Greg from
Happy
Cheapy.
Happy to be here. Happy to be here.
What's up? And more importantly, the home state hero from Tennessee
right here.
The one and only strongest, fastest, bestest, prettiest, roughest, toughest, the Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair.
Hello, hello. I love that intro. Thank you.
Hey, man, I tried.
You got it down. You got it down.
I try. It's a little, it's easy to rhyme. It's
yeah.
Easy. I was going to make up words after that. But it's so good to have you here. We've been wanting to talk to you for a long time. And what better place than right here in your home state of Tennessee? You're about to fill up this arena of 60,000 people.
Yeah, so Nissan Stadium's going to look nice on Saturday.
I got to ask you, Bianca. Your comp situation got to look crazy right now. what does it look like right now?
I mean, being in my home state, Tennessee, it's like a family reunion. It's a homecoming. And I'm from Knoxville, Tennessee, but my mom is actually from Nashville, Tennessee.
Okay.
So my grandma,
all the cousins came out.
Yeah. And my grandmother lived here her whole life. Her house is still here. So I visited Nashville all the time as a kid, so I got all the family coming out. But everybody knows, like, I think all the fans know my mama, my daddy, like, like my dad's been on TV before falling off the back of the couch, so yeah. They're fan favorites, but they always show up and show out for me.
Man, we love seeing your parents come and kick it with you, especially at WrestleMania.
Yeah,
you know what
course.
I mean, how wild they went for you, but man, it's so fitting that you're back here. And you're taking on Becky Lynch in another SummerSlam event that she's not gonna sneak up on you this time. You've had some epic battles, and especially at WrestleMania, which I think is one of the best matches of your entire career, probably at the very, very, very top.
Yeah.
There's a lot to live up to now, you know what I mean? Especially with this match, this rivalry. What is it about Becky Lynch that you think, you know, aside from, you know, the hate that y'all have for each other, but professionally speaking, what about her brings out the best in you, do you think?
I mean, Becky definitely brings out the best in me inside and outside the ring. And I think that's the most important component of it all, is like outside the ring. Like, first and foremost, I have so much respect for Becky outside the ring, with like what she does for the women's division, what she does for women in WWE, what she, you know, did even before I came onto the main roster, the way she just elevates women's wrestling, and she just always makes it a priority, and she's taking it to so many, such a higher level than where it was before. And then, you know, just the way that, you know, our whole build up to WrestleMania, I mean, it was an 8-month long feud, yeah, in the way that we were able to keep the fans invested, and she was such a huge part of pushing that storyline and pushing that feud. Just creatively, she's just an expert at what she does creatively. She's an expert at what she does as a storyteller, as a performer in the ring. But in the ring, she brings the best out of me. I mean, I think everybody watched WrestleMania in the whole build-up, where she tried to take everything from me, from my throat to, you know, my hair to my eye. Becky with the big boots hit me in the eye. You know, she gave me everything that she possibly had, and I have to dig everything out of me to overcome her. And I know that that's exactly what I'm going to have to do at SummerSlam.
And on top of that, y'all be having some, like, quiet fit battles too, right? Like, you got the Lady Gaga thing going on. You got the Beyonce thing going on. Like, do y'all, like, see each other before y'all head out there and be like, all right?
We definitely be trying to show each other. I be seeing Becky go out there with her fits. And, you know, it's cute in its own way. I'm like, if you like it, I love it. You know, some of it is a little extra. But, I mean, I'm all about being extra. But every time I know that I'm getting in the ring with Becky, especially for like promos, I know that I gotta come correct, because I'm like, she not about to show me up. I'm the best.
You're the EST,
dressed.
Yes.
I'm the EST.
Now, a word that Kaz mentioned a couple of times, homecoming. Mm-hmm. At WrestleMania, you came out with that beautiful band.
Ooh.
Do you have something planned for Tennessee, for Nissan Stadium, when y'all get out there? Can you give us like a morsel, a moose boosh, or just something, a sneak peek into this entrance? Because you gotta have, if you did that for WrestleMania, you have to have something for Nissan Stadium.
It's giving Beyonce homecoming right now.
Yeah.
That's all I'm feeling.
Yeah.
Well, WrestleMania, that's something I've been wanting to do for a while, that entrance. I mean, that was the idea I had in the back of my head ever since I was in NXT. I was just trying to find the perfect moment to do it. And so, you know, WrestleMania was very special in its own way. It was, you know, my redemption story, and just trying to, you know, I was trying to present my full self, unapologetically me, on the grandest stage of them all. And I was like, how else can I do it with an HBCU band? And it was nostalgia for me, like, it's from my childhood. And also just from bringing my culture to, like, the grandest stage of them all. And bringing awareness to, like, more awareness to HBCUs and, like, you know.
Entrance was fire, too, by the way.
Oh, yeah.
Gotta say.
And they helped me shine so bright. But for...
You're looking right at Nissan Stadium.
For
so
Summer, I keep looking at it because it's like, it's so big. But for SummerSlam, this is a full circle for me. You know, last year was such one of the lowest moments in my career. And it was so low for me that's the last time that I've actually been pinned. I haven't been pinned in over a year. So
talk
for
about
me,
it.
This is super serious to me, and I just want to focus on that.
Okay.
But I will say that my gear... It's going to be the highlights of my entrance.
That is what we call in the business a segue.
I am very excited about this gear.
So I've said this on the podcast many times, but and I think you've actually spoke to it, but you remind me of Flojo, right? Like, you got like the fashion, and not just like the athletic ability, but like you make your own gear. It's uniquely your own. So when it comes to, you know, we know you make all your own gear. Mm-hmm. So when it comes to making a gear, and obviously you said the gear is going to be the highlight tomorrow. Where do you draw the inspiration from? Like, how do you? I know you're good at everything, but like, how do you figure out how to, like?
How can us mortals emulate? What can you give us to emulate?
Man, you know, Flojo is just someone I've always looked up to. I always talk about how Flojo was like my icon, and just watching videos of her when I was a little girl, and even when I started running track, they called me Little Flojo because I was on the track in like multicolored like one pieces. So that's been a part of who I am since I was a little girl, and like Missy Elliott. Love Missy Elliott to death. Yeah, Janelle Monáe. Okay. Like, I think, like, their fashion game is so just on point. But so I try to, like, follow in that, those same footsteps. But as far as, like, my gear, I just try to pull from the theme of the premium live events a lot of times. You know, my Royal Rumble gear went with the theme, with the Money in the Bank. Yeah, yeah. It went with the whole comic book theme of that, right. Money in the Bank. And now we're in Nashville, Tennessee, so for SummerSlam. So I just try to draw inspiration for that. And lately, I've been drawing inspiration from a lot of designers on social media.
Oh, nice.
There are so many amazing, talented designers out there, and they're actually very young. So for WrestleMania, it was I think the kid was maybe 16. Wow. He drew this design, and I saw it 2 years ago, and I never thought that I could make it. Wow. Like that's too complicated for me. So I pushed myself for WrestleMania, and I made it. So now I'm trying to push myself even more and just give a spotlight and a platform to these amazing young designers, because they deserve that platform. Because a lot of times, I will say, I think that, like, some stylists and designers, they see stuff and they might steal it.
Yeah.
And these kids are talented, and they should. I just want them to continue with that and, like, strive to be the absolute best and know that they are talented, and I just want to give them that platform. So I just pull inspiration from other designers too.
And you mentioned the kids. How much motivation do you get from, because obviously, like you said, you're the best at everything, but you got to get a little bit of motivation too, and an extra boost from just being like a role model to all these young people everywhere you go. Because I see it, you see it online. I saw it just now. You know, you see it on Monday Night Raw. Like,
and you're the go-to girl now. Like, yeah. when they got to do the ESPYs, when they got to do Good Morning America, yeah. when they be Hot 97, they're all like, send Bianca.
And all the kids have their braids. Like, right. It doesn't matter. How do you feel? Like, how does that make you feel, knowing that you're an inspiration and so many people are watching?
Man, that's my why. You know, I remember when I first got into WWE, someone was telling me, like, the best feeling is when you're going to go out there and everybody was going to be cheering for you and chanting your name. And that's a great feeling. And I will say, like, I appreciate when I get the EST chant in the crowd. Yeah. But for me, the best feeling is when I go out and I see the signs, like knowing that not just that people spent their money on tickets, but they took the time to make signs. And then when I see the little girls dressed like me, that's just the best feeling in the world. And it's knowing, and like, that's my why, and knowing that my impact is positive and that it's impacting and affecting these little kids. And it's not just little kids. I see, like, grown women, I see men. Yes,
if I had to dress up like you for Halloween. Yes.
I could dress.
Amazing.
If I had a luxurious head of hair like Kaz, I might have had my ponytail out. Well, but it just wasn't for me, you know.
Well, listen, I'm trying to get merch to make a hat with the braid so that y'all can rock the braid.
Instant cop. Thank you.
It's coming.
You just sold a couple of those hats. Right?
I see a hat over there. I want to see a braid on top of that hat.
My goodness. You mentioned making an impact and being a positive role model on a lot of people. Right downstairs, they're having, like, these WWE tryouts with all these college athletes. And obviously, your track record before you got here is extremely well-documented. I've said this before, but I just want to ask you directly. Do you feel, like, partially responsible for WWE just completely changing the way they look for new stars now? It's like, you came on the scene, and I feel like somebody in charge is like, we need 20 of those right now. And now, you know, between the NIL, between the college athletes, you know, a lot of, like, the top stars are people like yourselves who didn't necessarily do, like, the whole indie thing, but, you know, they're extremely accomplished athletes. They have, you know, the star power and all that type of stuff.
And they have a lot to offer in ring.
And they have a lot to offer in the ring. Do you feel kind of responsible for being, like, one of the people who've kind of push that change forward as far as how WWE looks?
I think I'm one of the many that are responsible for that. You know, I had a very unique journey into WWE. And when I first came in, like, that was hard for me because I'm just, like, trying to prove myself. Like, listen, I belong here. I know I didn't come from the indies, but this is what I want. This is, like, my soulmate. Like, when you meet your soulmate, you're like, where have you been my whole life? Mm. That's how I felt with WWE.
Right here waiting for you.
Yeah. And I met my husband in WWE.
There you go.
But, no, yeah, like, I think that I've opened the door for, you know, more athletes to come through, which is really great. And I love the NIL program because, you know, I think that I've had a lot of success very quickly in WWE, but it's a period between college And when you're trying, after college, when you're trying to figure out what you should do, because you've been an athlete almost your whole life, and now you're like, what do I do and how do I get there? Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I was able to get there, you know, through people, Mark Henry, who saw something in me and opened that door for me. But I can imagine how more fast-tracked I would have been had I had the NIL program to really guide me and give me a clear, direct path into WWE. So, but it's really cool to see more athletes trying out. And I just went down there and peeped my head through the curtain. I'm like, oh, I remember when I was there and I had no idea what I was doing. And I was cutting these promos and I was just had so much anxiety. So I know exactly how they feel right now, but it's really cool to know that, that there are some future WWE superstars down there, some future main eventers down there, and it's really cool to like even be able to peep my head through there and see where they start and just to see where they're going to end up being in the future.
Did you see anybody while you were down there in that short time that you were just like, they have it? Like, it just, this person is jumping off the page. Like,
I just peeped my head through, but tomorrow I'm actually going to be at the tryout for a few hours. So ask me that question again tomorrow and I'll tell you, yep, there's that. There's
I'll ask
the future
you Sunday because after tomorrow eventer. You got to focus on. So I won't even distract you. I'll ask you Sunday.
You know, you mentioned, you know, being a leader and like you've kind of somewhat become a sort of a locker room leader, right? Like I feel like, you know, when you first came in, it was like a lot of four horsewomen and mm-hmm. they kind of ran things, especially for the women's division. And now, you know, they're still around, but like you've clearly kind of stepped in and become like not just the leader on screen, but in the back too. What's that adjustment been like? You know, especially just a quick example. You know, we've seen Liv Morgan just win the SmackDown mm-hmm. Women's Title, and the first thing she did was want to take a picture with you because yeah. of how quickly you guys have kind of meshed. And you know, that's kind of what is becoming of the locker room leader. So how has that transition been for you, especially someone who's gotten so much success so quickly?
I feel like I'm in this weird space right now because I've accomplished so much, but I've done it so quickly. So 2 years in the game, a lot of times that's still like a rookie, you know, yeah. but I was main eventing WrestleMania as a rookie and walked out as champion. So I'm in this weird spot right now where I feel like I'm, you know, the face of the company. I'm a locker room leader, but I'm still learning.
Yeah.
And I think that that's what's kind of scary, but I think that that's what's going to continue to make me better in the future, knowing that like, yeah, I've accomplished a lot, but I still have a lot to learn and I can't wait till I learn even more and see how much further this goes. But I'm really lucky to have come in and like Bailey, I feel like I owe so much to Bailey because she guided me so much in ways that she knew and didn't even know. Like I used to just watch Bailey and watch how like she adjusted to things and how she reacted to things, and I learned from her. And even with being in the ring with Becky, like I've learned so much from her and like just outside of the ring, like I said, learn from her and trying to follow in those footsteps to push everything forward. So it's an honor to be in this position, but I'm still learning. And with Liv Morgan, I feel like we wanted to take a picture with each other.
Yeah.
You know, we were in NXT together. So to see her really just finally get what everybody's like, this is a long time coming, but it's cool because I feel like we're like, myself, Liv Morgan, Rhea Ripley, like we're all kind of the forefront of this new generation of women in WWE. Mm-hmm. And we're just showing up and showing out. We're like, look, horsewomen, you ain't got to go nowhere, but just move over, make some room for us because we are here and we're showing out.
More than four spots at the top. More than four spots at the top. Now, you talked about what you accomplished. WrestleMania, you won the SmackDown Women's Championship, ran it back this year, won the Raw Women's Championship. Could we see you pull a Charlotte and go back to NXT and then accomplish that and add the NXT Women's Championship to the trophy case?
I mean, that's something that I never got in NXT. And
I have some thoughts about that. This is a positive podcast. Yeah, we're going to keep it moving on.
I mean, you know, NXT, I feel like my role in NXT was what it was. And it was for me to learn. And I was able to be a part of a lot of big moments. And when I look back at NXT, I was a part of the Shayna reign.
Yeah.
But when I look at that, I'm like, listen, I was a part of Shayna reign. So when she was champion, I was champion right there with her because I was in the ring with her. But that was my role in NXT. And now I'm blessed and fortunate to now my role now is being Raw Miss Champion and SmackDown Miss Champion. But in the end, like when I look at what Bailey has done for me and Becky has done for me and so many others that have done for me to you know, our role is to eventually give back. Mm-hmm. And I can't wait till I can do the same for others, what they have done for me. So going to NXT, it'd be cool to give back, but I do have a little chip on my shoulder. Hey. Like, I had so much validation with the NXT title. I never got it. But, you know, everything makes sense now. And it all worked out in the best way because now I'm Raw Women's Champion.
Everything happens for a reason. Yeah. And speaking of that, let's talk about some stuff outside the ring. This Fenty collab. Right?
Yes.
I see the Fenty stuff happening, the Rihanna stuff, and I'm just like, if there's any wrestler that can pull this off, it is you. Yes. Talk to me about this Fenty collab that you got working on.
I love Fenty. Mm. You know, for one, I was always saying, like, listen, makeup is such a huge part of what we do as a female wrestler. Granted, we don't have to wear makeup. We can show up and be whatever it is that we want to be. But it's such a huge part of what we do. And we go, like, we're showing up to the arenas at 1 p.m. And having show starts at 8 p.m. And we're in the ring for 30 minutes wrestling. And then afterwards, we still have a face full of makeup. Like, we're the perfect people for, you know, makeup companies. And for me, Fenty, I was just super excited to get that collaboration because they're all about diversity and inclusion, like the same thing that WWE represents, yeah, especially on the women's side. So to collab with Fenty, you know, having a foundation where, like, they have so many different shades, and I don't have to mix shades, but mm-hmm, to just be paired with a company like Fenty that has the same message as WWE and kind of be that person to break through on the makeup side of things. And I'm just really interested to see where it's going to go. I really want to try to get into the Fenty fashion show. It's all about diversity and inclusion, and they don't have the athletic and muscular women. Like, we need the love, too. We're feminine, too.
We'd love to see it, man.
This episode is brought to you by eBay Motors. Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED highlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Lincoln in the all-new 2024 Nautilus Hybrid. Featuring a customizable 48-inch panoramic display, available Revel audio system, and available perfect position front seats with active motion massage. Oh my God. The world isn't wide enough. Visit Lincoln.com to learn more. Some models, trims, and features may not be available or may be subject to change. Check with your local retailer for current information. Lincoln and Nautilus are trademarks of Ford or its affiliates. This episode is brought to you by Major League Baseball. A lot is going on in the world of sports right now, but don't forget the 2024 baseball season. It's officially here. Some pretty exciting things to look forward to. Can the star-studded Dodgers, can they make the World Series? Can Mookie Betts break my heart again? How about the young Orioles? How about the defending champs, the Rangers, trying to become the first back-to-back champs in over two decades? See how far they'll go. Get in on the action by visiting your local ballpark or any ballpark, or you can just go to MLB.com, tap the banner, to learn more. Baseball is something else.
You've already talked about the hat and the braid. And the Fenty,
which I need, by the way.
The fashion show, which I'm sure, you know.
That's a lot.
You make a phone call. I'm sure they're not going to need you to convince you to walk down that aisle. But, I mean, what else out there? I mean, I feel like there's so much potential for you outside the ring, right? Like, I've always...
I'll watch a black sitcom with Beyoncé.
Hey, listen, like, I've watched Meet the Crawfords, you know what I mean? Like, you know what I'm saying? I follow the Instagram page. Like, what else outside the ring do you have, you know, goals of trying to attain? Because obviously you've done so much in the ring so quickly, it only begs the question, like, okay, we live in the world where The Rock exists, John Cena exists,
yeah,
and, you know, all these, Batista exists, all these incredibly successful people outside of the ring. What do you have your eyes on outside the ring that you really want to accomplish?
Well, I think what The Rock has done, especially in John Cena, I mean, The Rock is the blueprint of what I feel like everybody is trying to follow. Yes. So, I mean, I love being a WWE superstar. I love doing what I do. And right now I'm focusing on honing that craft and continuing with the accomplishments in the ring. But eventually, like, yeah, I want to get... And I've always wanted to act since I was a kid. I remember my mama asking me, like, what do you want to be when you grow up? And I was like, I don't know. I just want to be on a stage where people throw roses at my feet. And she was like, what? So that, I guess it just meant I wanted to be a performer and I wanted to be in front of a crowd. So I eventually do want to act and get into movies. And I've always said, like, it'd be a dream come true one day to work super hard and eventually get to the point where I can be in a movie with The Rock. Who knows? Yeah. I do want to write a children's book because... Like, my fan base is so impactful. Like, my fan base is made up of children, and I love reading as a kid. I want to do things with my husband. Mm-hmm. I want to do more collaborations outside of the ring. I think I was watching an interview. I can't remember who it was with, but they were talking about basketball, and they were saying how, to them, Michael Jordan made basketball great, yes, but Allen Iverson made it cool.
Yep.
And it's been so many women that have come before me that have made WWE and wrestling great, but I want to come through and make it even more cool.
Yeah. I think you're doing a pretty good job. I think you're doing... Anytime, like, I'm flipping through the channels and, like, I'm watching wrestling with my friends who may not necessarily know what's going on, but they know you. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
Like, when you come on the screen, you jump off. So
I think there's an argument to be made that Bianca is the coolest wrestler of all time.
The cool.
Oh,
yeah.
She's
all right.
They can be the GOAT. Yeah, the GOAT.
She likes flowers at her feet.
Yeah, so
fans,
roses to
if you're ringside, throw some roses. It'll work out. Man, there's so much I want to talk to you about, and I know you're super pressed for time. But this week, a lot of big news was made. Triple H got a new job. And he's somebody
quite the promotion.
Quite the promotion, yes. And he's somebody who's had a vested interest in your success, somebody mm-hmm. who's watched you kind of like come up or whatever. I guess the question I want to ask is, like, is the vibe different now? Like, knowing that, you know, the father of NXT, like the guy who kind of like watched your rise mm-hmm. is kind of running the show. What was the vibe like in the garden? Like, when you went there and he was there and, you know...
Well, for one, being in the garden is just amazing.
Yes.
So, it's just always going to be different when you're in the garden. I mean, it's Madison Square Garden. But, yeah, Triple H, he's been such a huge part of my career. He was there in NXT when I first got it started. He was the first, like, one of the first ones that had, like, faith in me and saw something in me and put me on the big stage. And after the Mae Young Classic with Kairi Sane, when he pulled me aside and shared these words with me that I always keep to myself, but it was validation of, like, I was born to do this, and I'm great at this, and I always carry that with me. So, and he's always been there with me every step of the way. He was there when I won the Royal Rumble. He was there when I won the main event at WrestleMania. And it's really cool for him to be there. So now for him to be here and be here for my future, I'm just excited for him to be here and see where this goes.
I love to hear it. I gotta ask you about family. Gotta ask you about the hubby. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm a, you know, obviously I'm a lifelong wrestling fan. I'm also a black wrestling fan. And, you know, I've never gotten to see, you know, something like you and Montez, like, so up close and genuine and dope. And, you know, just
and
seeing
real.
Like that and real. And seeing that real ass black love on my TV screen in professional wrestling.
Yeah.
It's something I never thought I'd really see. Love to see y'all together, obviously, but y'all two together, man, like, just, I know it makes things like traveling and being away and staying on top of your game much easier, but what's something that we may not know that makes being co-workers and, I guess, partners with your husband, you know, in this business like?
I always just say I'm blessed to do what I love with the person I love, and, like, everybody backstage will tell you, they're like, you guys are obsessed with each other because you're together.
It's called
all
love,
the
people.
Time. and then, you know, we get to mix things up with Angelo Dawkins, who he's like, he travels with us all the time. So
shout out Dawks.
Yeah.
Shout out Uncle Dawks.
That's the fam right there. But, you know, it's really cool. We have fun moments and we have funny moments and we get to, like, celebrate the highs and the lows together. It's just funny because, like, the person that you see in the ring, is Montez Ford, is who I get all the time at home, which some people would be like, oh, that's so much fun.
You seem so laid back, and he seems like high energy
yes.
all the time.
Yes, I get that 24/7. I mean, 7 o'clock in the morning, he's yelling, literally. And I'm like, it's 7 o'clock in the morning, just you yell not yell.
He's back to like 26.
But that's him all the time. And so it's just really cool that I share him with the world, and but that's the person that I get at home all the time. All the time.
I feel like there's a future not too far away where you're the Raw Women's Champion and he is a world champion, universal champion, whatever champion it is. Obviously, big match tomorrow with the Usos for the tag team titles. But as far as like that, do you want to see that single success soon? I mean, like, you know, obviously we love dogs and all that type of stuff. But like, when that eventual evolution of his career sort of happens, and you know, all the solo success you've had, what's it like? Like, what do you kind of tell him when it's like almost that time? Or do you like nudge him like, hey man, you should like throw Dawkins in the barbershop window? Like, does any of these things sort of like
not the barbershop window?
I love dogs. I'm just playing. But like, do you ever have those talks? Like, hey man, like, you know, it's gonna be time for you soon. Like, what are those combos like?
Well, I know right now he's so focused on SummerSlam and getting the tag team titles back. I mean, it's been like 2 years, I think, since they've been tag team champions. And we've never had gold at the same time. So SummerSlam is super like important for us because we want to both have gold at the same time. He wants to become tag team champion. I want to hold on to this. Like, I do not want to have that embarrassing moment again at SummerSlam, and I feel like I have so many fans that have been on this journey with me, and I don't want to let them down and let myself down. But he's so focused right now on becoming tag team champion. But I mean, in the future, we all know things happen, and we'll see what happens. I do know that my husband has so much potential. I mean, when you have someone like The Rock, who loves him. Yes, he's, you know, posting about you on Instagram and talking about you on the red carpet. We know it's inevitable. And of course, Angela Dawkins has an amazing future
for sure,
as well.
Yeah.
But I know that my husband is not a matter of if, it's just a matter of when. And who knows? Like, it might be Angela Dawkins versus Montez Ford in the future to become champion.
To see that.
Who knows? They have equally amazing futures ahead of them. But I will say, I can't wait for Montez Ford. It'd be cool for both of us to have gold at the same time. That's a real power couple.
That's right.
That is. Now, you mentioned y'all both haven't had gold at the same time, but is there like a champion's advantage at the house? Like, whoever has the gold doesn't have to make breakfast, or you got to spread the bed if you don't have a belt or title, excuse me. Like,
No. We don't hold it over each other's heads. We just use it as motivation. I'm just like, all right, I got it. Like, now you got to get it. And then when he had it, I didn't have it. I'm just like, when were you going to have it at the same time? We just...
But when I need to see that photo at home. That's all. You know what I mean?
We just push each other to just be the absolute best that we can be. And I just want him to have as much success as possible. But, I mean, we don't hold over each other's heads. We don't do all that. Nah.
All right, random question. You're obviously an athletic specimen, but I want to know what your workout playlist sound like. What do you listen to when you in the gym and going hard? Like, you already mentioned you love Missy, love Janelle Monae, but, like, what do you listen to on your own time when you either in the gym, chilling, like... What's it for you?
My playlist is all over the place. Whenever my husband's working out with me, he's like, I cannot listen to your music because I can't catch the vibe. I have a little bit of J. Cole, Beyonce. I throw in Kirk Franklin up in there. I listen to like reggae in there. But it's kind of all over the place. Like, you have like J. Cole, Beyonce, Janelle Monae, Tierra Whack. It's kind of just all over the place.
Nice. And also, I always hear people who work out to gospel music.
Don't want to mess with them. Yeah, yeah.
Well, they got the Lord music, on
them. If the Lord got them through the gym, the Lord will get them through you.
Yeah. It's sometimes the best music to work out to.
It's
like
the best.
If you're doing a hard workout and you're going through it, you need that pick me up. Like never would have made it. You need that type of music. Like, I ain't gonna make it right now. Jesus take the wheel.
When I saw 2 footprints in the sand, that's what
Now, I know we got to wrap you up soon, but last thing I want to ask before we get you out of here. Nissan Stadium in Tennessee, you're going against one of your biggest rivals. You know what I'm saying? You got the fly gear. What makes tomorrow, Saturday yeah. the perfect night for you?
What makes Saturday the perfect night for me? A stadium full of 60,000 people in my home state, Tennessee, with my family out there. My fans are my family because this is my home state. Me walking out, being in the ring with Becky Lynch, writing this final chapter to SummerSlam so that my memory of SummerSlam is not one of a low point in my career. Right. And walking out as Raw Women's Champion and continuing this legacy. That's the perfect night for me. And the Street Profits walking out as tag team champions. That's perfect right. night.
Right. From your lips to God's ears.
Ladies
shout
and
out to the playlist.
The fastest, the biggest, the strongest, the best, the prettiest. Forget anything. The Raw Women's Champion, Bianca Belair, y'all. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
For coming on the Masked Man Show. Thank you.
This episode is brought to you by Hotels.com. When I went on my last holiday to Cape Town, it was amazing. My friends were there, the weather was phenomenal, and most importantly, the food was fantastic. But one thing I struggled with was finding the right places to stay. You know, all I want is a great bed, a fantastic shower, and breakfast that doesn't end at 8 a.m. I'm on holiday, I'm still sleeping. I also like ease, and the Hotels.com app easily helps me to find a perfect hotel for every trip. Whether you're looking for a family-friendly getaway or a relaxing spa weekend, on the Hotels.com app, you can compare up to 5 hotels side by side. Now, why would you want to do that? So you can see prices, amenities, and star ratings. And best of all, you don't have to switch back and forth between options. See? Ease. So, start planning your next getaway and find your perfect somewhere in the Hotels.com app today.